Throughout our history, great cornerbacks have been a hallmark of the Raider organization. I'm surrounded here today by some of the greatest cornerbacks, not only in Raider history, but some of the greatest cornerbacks in the history of pro football. Willie Brown, Lester Hayes, Charles Woodson, and all of us are here today to acknowledge another great cornerback, Nnamdi Asamoah, as he retires from the NFL as an Oakland Raider. Nnamdi is a prototype Raider cornerback who excelled in man-to-man coverage. He's a three-time Pro Bowler, was named first or second team All-Pro four times in his career. In addition to distinguishing himself on the field, he was recognized as NFL Man of the Year in 2009 for his work in the community by his peers at the Players Association. We were proud when he called his name in the first round of the 2003 draft, and we are proud to call him a Raider today and forever. I introduce to you Nnamdi Asamoah.
It was a great day. You know, I'm excited for the future. I'm excited to be around these great Raider corners and Mark Davis here as well. Obviously, you guys know, after 11 seasons in the NFL, I will be retiring today. I've been blessed. I've had a fortunate, successful career in the NFL, a long career. You know, it's been longer than I initially expected when I came into the NFL. I got a little nostalgic when I drove up, because if some of you were here when I got drafted, I came right over. I drove right over from Berkeley on that first day. And, you know, I walked in the building and, you know, kind of the journey started at that point. And here today, it was pretty much the same scenario. Drove up, right up to the front, got out of the car, walked in, and basically another journey is starting for me right now. Extremely grateful for Mark Davis and the Raiders organization for just bringing me back and allowing my career to come back full circle so that I can retire as an Oakland Raider the way it should be. I'm grateful for all the teams that I played for, the fans, the organizations, the front offices, you know, the list goes on and on. Just to have the opportunity to play in the NFL, I think, is the biggest dream come true for me. I'm very thankful for these men that are next to me right now. You know, if I could go down the line, I know that Lester, I can't remember what year it started. It might have been in 06 or 2005. But Lester, I think it was every Tuesday after every game, Lester would write me a letter, and I would check my mailbox, see a letter from Lester in there telling me, you know, what I did well in the game, what I could do better. And he just always kept a tab on me, you know, made sure that I was leading the guys. And for a great player like Lester Hayes to do that, you know, it meant a lot for me. And, you know, I'm forever grateful for that. And Charles Woodson, who's next to me, a guy who I, you know, it's weird. I don't want to make him sound old because I'm retiring, but a guy who I kind of grew up, you know, admiring. I think it was more so during my high school days, admiring him and then being able to play on the same team with him briefly. I didn't play much when he was here, though I think we may have started about a few games together in my third year, but just, you know, the things that I learned from him, just his swagger, just the way he was able to intimidate guys before the snap, you know, things like that, you know, how you get into a stance, just how to exude confidence. Those are things that I'm forever grateful for from him, because I took every little piece of it, and once he left, I stepped right in and started showing that. And all of it worked, so I appreciate that, brother. than Willie Brown. I think my, if any of you know me, you know that I have an appreciation for the history of the NFL, so I can sit around and talk about stats and guys that came before me forever. And I think that's what helped me the most with my relationship with Willie, because I respected what he did in the league for so long. And the fact that I was able to have Willie, not only as a coach, but as a mentor, as a father figure, throughout my career, even when I left the Raiders, you know, just calling me and talking to me, checking up on me, coaching me. The fact that I had him every single day of my career with me has just been a true blessing. And, you know, these are family members for me, so I'm grateful that they've all been able to come here and be with me for this moment. And Mike Haynes as well, who, you know, was very influential, a guy that I watched tape on early on in my career, first couple years, just to learn how to play the game from a taller cornerback's perspective. You know, that stuff is invaluable. Boy, the list goes on and on, because, you know, I came here just wanting to speak about these guys for a moment and how they helped my career. And now that as I'm speaking, there are about 10 other names that have popped in that have helped me, but a lot of people have helped me. I'm just grateful to God for the opportunity. I think when I first came into the league, obviously there was not too many people really knew who I was. If you guys remember, when I first got here, it was definitely called a reach. And, you know, in great Al Davis fashion, he took a reach that he believed in and instilled confidence in me like nobody else could. And I was able to, you know, become all that he expected of me. And it just, you know, it's tough not having him around to see this moment, because I never got the opportunity to thank him, you know, in the way that I should have thanked him. So that's always going to stick with me a little bit. The fans here, I never got the opportunity to thank the fans after I left. We were in a lockout season, if you guys can remember. And once free agency started, everything happened so fast. So, again, it's a great opportunity to be back so that I can do those things. And thank the fans for all of the wonderful memories and the great times that we had here with the Raiders. We didn't get a championship. That was the goal. But we had a lot of championship moments here, and that's the stuff that I can hang, that I can be proud of, you know, moving forward. I think I'd be remiss if I didn't mention Rod Woodson. And we've talked about Rod several times and what he's meant to my career. You know, Rod Woodson and Ronnie Lott, just in my first 2 years. I mean, just to be able to have those guys call you and take you over to their house and study film and let's see how you can get better. You know, those two guys were so influential, and I don't know why I was chosen to be that guy that everybody wanted to help out. But for some reason, people started gravitating toward it, and you know, and I was the beneficiary, and I'm grateful to God for that. And finally, I'd just say, you know, there were some coaches that were very instrumental. Andy Reid had a huge influence on my life. Just the fact that he was able to teach me, you know, teach me how to stand tall during adversity. You know, watching him go through adversity and myself go through adversity, and we're going through it together, and just seeing, you know, how poised he was, meant a lot. You know, I think it's also no secret that Rob Ryan was a great influence in my career. A man that came in and didn't know me from any other player, and said, "You're going to be great." and I trusted him, and I believed in his scheme, and it helped me, you know. So the list goes on and on. Chuck Pagano, Randy, Jeff Fish. I'm just grateful to be back. I'm grateful for everything to go full circle and for all the achievements and the awards. I think being able to retire as a Raider ranks highest among all of those. So thank you.
Mark, if you want to ask a question, please wait for the microphone. Raise your hand.
What's the hardest part about walking away from the game?
You know, just coming to the realization that you're never going to go out on the field again and be with the guys in that capacity. You know, I kind of explained briefly how the goal coming in was winning a championship. And I think everybody up here won a championship. you know, so they know how special that feeling is. And I think the fact that, you know, I didn't accomplish that one thing, you know, is that would be the toughest thing, because coming in, that's the goal, you know, and you want those memories with your teammates and forever. So that's tough, not achieving that.
What do you want people to remember about your career, though?
You know, I was a guy that defied the odds, I would say. To go from a guy that nobody knew, a guy that was playing the safety position for all of his career before that, and then came in and jumped on the scene as a corner and really took off and used all the success that I had to go back in the community and help out. You know, those are the things that I would want people to remember. It was, not only was it about facing adversity in football and overcoming it, but it was also about, you know, how could I give back and make those around me better.
Mm-hmm. Levi Damian, SB Nation. When you said that you regretted not being able to, you never had a chance to say goodbye to Al Davis or the fans, but before that, during the whole process, when you were waiting kind of in limbo between leaving the Raiders and going to the Eagles, what, do you have any regrets about how that whole thing went down?
No, I don't have any regrets. You know, we had that time, that was the lockout season, and you really weren't allowed to talk to anyone until the doors open. And once the doors open, then you jump on a team, and there was no real time to say your goodbyes. But like you said, yeah, it is tough to have not been able to have that conversation with Al Davis that I've, you know, wanted to have, and just let him know how important he was to my growth, clearly as a player, but my growth as a man coming in at 21 years old and the influence that he had on my life. So, yeah, that was tough.
What made you such a good fit for the scheme that they ran here while you were here? And why did it work so well here and maybe not as well when you left?
Well, Willie might be able to answer, you know, answer that one. He said, what made me a good fit for this game?
Well, if you go back several years, we have always had great corners and big corners. And Osamuwa, coming out of college, he had the size and the speed and the toughness to switch from safety to corner. And I knew right away, you know, no matter what everybody was saying, what they thought of him, you know, thinking they can play him as safety. My mind, and Mr. Davis' mind, was to play him on the corner with that size, because if you look at his wingspan, you know, cover half this room, and that's exactly what you need when you're playing bump and run. So
Yoda.
That was one of the keys right there. You know, how wide is his arm? How big is his hand? How fast is he? Those kind of things. So we knew right away that it'd be a good fit and play the bump and run scheme.
And I fought it for a while too. You know, if you can remember, during my first 2 years, I was still playing some safety. My first start as a Raider was at safety, just because I fought it. You know, I really wanted to be a safety. That was my whole vision coming into the NFL. And I remember we were just outside here where the elevator is, and I ran into Al Davis, and I had been avoiding him for some time because I knew that he, as we all do, because I knew that he was going to bring that up. And this was maybe my second week into the NFL. So it wasn't clear what position I was going to play. And as fate would have it, we ran into each other, and we were just outside the elevator, and he asked me, he said, "What position do you want to play?" And I told him safety, you know, and then he didn't let me keep going. He said, "Well, what position do you think you'll have the most success playing in the NFL?" And I told him safety. And obviously he wasn't trying to hear that, because then
no.
Because then he said to me, "You know, I think that you have a chance to be one of the greatest corners we've had here." And I hadn't played corner at all, so for him to say something like that, I kind of scratched my head. And he started naming these guys, and he named Mike, and he just said, "You have that ability in you. You know, you don't see it yet, but you have it in you." And he was talking to me. He spoke for about, another minute trying to convince me. And finally, at the end, just because I saw that he believed in me, trusted that it could happen, at the end he asked me again. He said, "So what position do you want to play?" And I said, "Cornerback." And, you know, from that point on, I was playing corner. I still tried to fight it, but.
You can't fight him.
You can't fight it, yep.
Now, Andy, two questions, really. What was the biggest motivation to retire now? And you were also talking about championship moments here. Can you recall one specific one that you think was maybe emblematic of all of that?
Yeah. I think you just know when you know. You know, I felt it. You know, I prayed about it for some time. And, you know, we had our teams calling during that period when I left San Francisco. And nothing kind of made me jump up and say, you know, let me jump into it, get back out there. And, you know, life happens, you know, and you start getting these feelings like, I think it's time. And I know people always told me, once you start feeling that way and you start thinking that it might be time, then you really need to sit mm-hmm. down, because it's about time. So that's really what made it happen now. And I didn't want it to go into another off season of me thinking and figuring it out and then get on a team. And then, but I'll tell you, I thought about it a million times. You know, there were conversations about switching positions. There were conversations about, you know, you can shut down tight ends now and you can do this, that, and the other. And, I just felt that it was the right time. As far as championship moments, we didn't win a whole ton of games, but there was a game that we won. I think you might have still been here when we played the Steelers after they won the Super Bowl. Were you gone at that point?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we played the Steelers after they won the Super Bowl. I guess that would have been 05. And it was a complete defensive game. Rob Ryan there, and you know, that was one of those championship moments. You know, you had to find the big games for yourself. You know what I mean? That's kind of what we were doing. You know, we weren't in the Super Bowls, so how can you make this the biggest game of your career? And I'll never forget that victory. It was actually in 06, that victory against the Steelers here at home. I don't know. It's one of those championship moments. That's the type of stuff that I can rest on, you know, and it's all relative, but that one, you know, was one of them.
Nandi, you mentioned not too many people knew who you were when you came into the league and got drafted, so much so that I remember the commissioner really had problems saying your name that one day. What do you remember when you heard Paul Tagliabue butcher your name like that?
You remember that? Y'all don't remember that.
No, I don't remember that.
He had a tough time.
Yeah, I remember.
He had a tough time. I think he put we were just talking about that today. I think he put the
tough time with his last name too. So
yeah, exactly.
It's all good.
He You would think he'd have done a better job, but my he put my last name before my first name, and just like it was all, you know, it was pretty messed up. But I knew who he was talking about because I was on the phone with Bill Callahan, and Callahan called just before I was drafted, and he said, "We're going to take you with this next pick," and you know, I'm thinking like, really? You know, I was, you know, a bit surprised, like the rest of the world. And so he, so when Tagliabue,
a little get back for him.
A little get back. Yeah. When he mispronounced it, didn't matter. It showed the picture. I knew what it was. But.
And just a follow up. Do you have any plans to do some acting? I know when you were in Leverage, you said you were just maybe setting up a career for after your playing days. You have any auditions set up for acting?
You know, I don't know. I got to sit down and figure out exactly what the plans are, you know, from here on out. But I have some time to think about that now and to sit down and, you know, remember what was a great long career in the NFL and look forward.
I'm just glad that when we drafted Numney, I used to announce the second round choice and the third and so on. I was just glad I didn't have to announce the first one that we're taking a move. No, I don't want to do it. It took me a while to get it down.
Appreciate that.
Now, you said that when you came in the league, you fought the switch from safety to corner, and you're sitting next to a guy who made a successful transition late in his career from cornerback to safety. Had you ever considered doing the same?
Yeah, like I was saying, I thought about that a lot, making a position switch, and I had been approached, you know, about doing that and about, you know, if we just put you on tight ends at this point, then you can turn back and be the same thing that you were for so long with receivers. Now you'd be with tight ends, and there was talk about it. I think on the inside, you know, I wouldn't have been doing that for me. You know, I wanted to make the right decision in my head and in my heart. The right decision wasn't to entertain the position switch. So, but yeah, I did think about it a lot.
Namdi, you wore a couple different uniforms, but you're an LA kid playing for the Raiders, wearing that silver and black, you know, going into the opposing stadiums. What are your memories of that?
The Raiders pretty much were, you know, growing up in Los Angeles, the Raiders, at the time I was there, that was the team you wanted to be associated with. Growing up, we had the Raiders and the Rams down there in L.A. But, you know, all my friends and everybody I knew, we were associated with the Raiders. So being able to put on that uniform, which I still think is the best uniform in the NFL, you know, being able to put it on and go out into the stadium and, you know, amongst the cheers and all that, it's a great feeling. You know, I think it had something to do with why Charles came back. You know, it's just it is a great feeling. It is a great feeling putting on the silver and black, and it's not colorful. It's just, you know, it's tough. Yeah.
And what was the conversation with your wife, and how did you address this with her at that time?
Where is your wife? Why is she not here?
We took all the seats.
I've had a lot of support from my family and my friends. My brother's here. Two of my good friends, three of my good friends are here. And I've had a lot of support from my family. They've known for the last couple of weeks, you know, how strongly I've been thinking about it. And everybody's just been great about it. They followed my career. And, you know, some people cried and some people, you know, it was a mix of emotions, but everybody at the end of the day was very happy.
Namdi, I heard your recent injury over in San Francisco in the locker room. You took time to talk to me, even though you're in a lot of pain. I want to think that was one of my best interviews I've had. to interview a well-known Raider to me. And through all the pain, you still took the time. I just want to thank you for that interview. It was good. We looked at it today, and it's going to be a memorable occasion for me. And thank you so much for your great career.
Yeah, absolutely. And
take your care.
Yeah, appreciate that.
Charles, did you know early on when Namdi came in that he was one of those students of the game that had the intangibles it would take?
Charles didn't even talk to me when I first got here. It took him a year and a half.
He had to make some plays before I talked to
That's
him.
That's exactly what he said.
But I was one of those people that used to, you know, me and Willie Brown, you know, we talked all the time. And when Namdi first got here, I remember, you know, they drafted him. And I would talk to Willie, and I'd say, Willie, what were they thinking about? He can't play corner. I knew they wanted him to play corner. I'm like, he's not a corner, Willie. He said, he don't have no feet. He don't move like a corner. He can't do it. And Brown, you know, he said, yeah, well, you know, I think it's going to be all right. You know, Brown, it definitely was always in his corner. But, you know, I couldn't see it. But, you know, like, you know, the people in the league that want to be good or want to be great, they work at it. And that's the one thing that you knew, you know, about him when he came here. He worked hard, you know, so whatever he was going to play, you know, he was going to be good at it. So, you know, hats off to him. I mean, he, you know, Al talked him into playing corner. It was so funny because Al used to try to talk me to play safety, you know, so that's just kind of the way Al worked. And he used to always say, hey, you know, I think you'd be a great safety. I'm like, forget about it. You know? So I know the conversation that he had with Al Davis. I wasn't giving in though. So,
yeah, okay. But,
yeah. Oh, yes, you are.
I am now. Yeah, finally, yeah. But yeah, man. He turned into, you know, what they call, you know, that shutdown corner. You know, when people, you know, just decided going into the game they weren't going to throw at him, you know. So, you know, that's just a testament to his hard work and, you know, him, like he said, defying odds and being one of the Raider greats. So hats off to him for that.
Namdi, I want to thank you for being so impactful to the inner city youth. I teach in Los Angeles. Namdi came to visit the school that I teach at and speak to a entire student body about education and dreams, and I want you to let these people know what your message is to the young Austins of the world who want to be like Namdi when they grow up.
Oh, that, you know, and I touched on that a little bit earlier. That was you always got to try to find your purpose, and you never really know what it is. And at the end of the day, sitting down and thinking about not getting a Super Bowl championship and, you know, thinking about different things that, you know, that I just wish would have been perfect, football-wise, you sit back and then you have to try to look at, you know, what was happening? What was God doing? You know, what was your reason for being there? And, you know, I definitely think that, you know, one of my reasons for being in the NFL and then having the success that I have was being able to give back, because, you know, the amount of letters and people that I run into all the time from here to Philadelphia to wherever, of people that have been impacted by something that I've been able to do for them and their community or to help out, you know, that's the stuff that, you know, means the most. You know, that's the stuff that's going to last. So the only message that I would have to those people is, with any success that you get, try to serve someone with it, you know, that'll help you out.
So what are your plans now? Are you going to work primarily outside of football? Or are you planning on doing some football-related?
Like I was explaining earlier, I really don't know just yet exactly what it'll be. There are some options that I'll be thinking about. I think I should just take my time with it and figure it out. It's another journey, just like this one. And this one didn't start off, you know, rosy, and it took some time. So I'm a patient guy. I'm willing to be patient with it.
Now, I mean, how did this day happen? How did you contact, or did they contact you?
You know, I was just talking to my agents, and I let them know, basically, that, you know, I was thinking about, you know, retiring. And it's funny because it's still difficult to say that word, you know, and I think if you remember when you retired, saying the word retire kind of, there's like some sort of eerie feeling to it. Junior Seau said he was graduating. You know, I think I like that a little bit better. But I was speaking to my agents about it, and they kind of surprised me. It was like, we want to reach out to them and see. And they reached out to Dan and to Mark Davis, and you know, Mark was on it. You know, he was like, we need to set this up. We'll have the guys come back, and, you know, this, we need to honor, you know, what you meant to the organization. And it touched me for him to say that. And, you know, I try to go under the radar, so I was just like, all right, well, I can just, like, sign a thing and then do an interview on the website. And Mark was like, nope, we're going to set this up, and we're going to do it right. And, you know, and I think Al Davis would have been happy with that.
Questions for our guests? Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.